Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to another edition of Morgan's Mailbag, where I give my real-time reactions to your comments, questions, and constructive criticism about the content we've been serving up on Uncensored. As usual, they've all been chosen without my prior knowledge or approval, or in fact any involvement at all, by the people who profess to be my dearly beloved colleagues, but would knife me in the back as soon as look at me. The truly wonderful Piers Morgan Uncensored producers. So let's get started. We'll begin with Vladimir Putin's re-election as the president of Russia. What a surprise that was. I invited Professor Jeffrey Sachs, who's been accused of being a cheerleader for the Russian dictator, to give me his perspective.
It's very Russian. This is Russian tradition. I think he's quite popular, in fact. But this is Russian tradition. It's part of Russian culture. He's a strong leader, and the Russian people expect a strong leader, and we have to deal with a strong leader in Russia.
Well, at L.A. Firma, welcome this meeting of minds. My words, not his. Well done, Sachs, for not lowering yourself to Piers Morgan's mental level that is spading dirt rather than considering context and gaining understanding. Doug Kane was less mean, and by less mean, I mean still very, very mean indeed. He wrote, Piers Morgan's become a tool for the degenerate, warmongering psychopaths who have sacrificed 500,000 Ukrainians for profit and now want to start a nuclear war with Russia, a despicable tool of vicious colonialism. Really, really, because there I was thinking that maybe Putin's the bad guy here, that maybe a Russian dictator illegally invading a sovereign democratic country and murdering hundreds of thousands of people for no crime other than being in a sovereign democratic country that he wants to get his rapacious little hands on. Yeah, Putin actually is the bad guy here. There's no moral dilemma. He wants to grab land from other countries and he'll kill anyone that gets in his way. I think it's incumbent on the rest of the world that actually has a conscience about this kind of thing, to stand up and stop him and to help Ukraine defeat him and repel him and get their land back. So sorry if that makes me the despicable tool in this narrative. Well, not everyone was a super fan of Professor Sachs. At Hill Secret said, is this professor a specialist in Russia? If he is, the problems in the US education system are more severe than I thought. Would very carefully check who is funding this professor and verify whether he's simply a useful idiot or possibly a spy. Interesting theory. He's certainly a very bright guy. And the thing I like about Uncensored is that we get people on where maybe my natural instinct is to completely disagree with everything they have to say. I just asked you what your view of Putin is, and so far you've just said he's smart and tough.
I told you. He warned us very clearly.
Any negatives, Professor?
I believe that the big mistake of both sides is we should talk this out.
But you know what? They've got a right to say it. They've got a right to explain themselves. I have a right to challenge them. And sometimes, as we used to do in the good old days, we can simply agree to disagree. Remember that? My conversation with Slovenian philosopher Slavoj Žižek was, I think, fair to say, unique.
At the most elementary level, you are not bullshitting. You are an open mind.
What is your view about where we are with this war?
There is no opposition. I agree with you. The West has to stop this ambiguous game, trying to support Ukraine, but not too much.
Johnny Evil Vids, a name that raises uncomfortable eyebrows, said even if even 10% of leftists spoke the way Slavoj Žižek speaks, more people on the right would listen. I want to hear opinions that are different from my own. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes! Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly what we should all strive to do. Listen to other people's opinions. They may change your mind. Nearly happened to me once. Well, at Joe's Abad disagreed. Žižek's philosophical work is mostly unintelligible rambling with seldom points of insight or clarity. His take on current events is similar. I don't think so. He's known as the maddest, most dangerous guy in the West, apparently. I didn't get that feeling at all. I thought he was a pretty smart guy, not least when he said that he agreed with most of what I say. We'll leave the final word on Slavoj's appearance to messed up lad. Conclusion. The whole video is about Piers finding his exact doppelganger copy of himself with 39 minutes of him licking his own balls clean about how his worldview is the most righteous, correct and most balanced. Absolutely. And the balls have never been more sparkly. Well, moving on, we invited three titans of YouTube onto the show for a special debate on the state of the United States. Destiny, Benny Johnson and Dave Smith proved incredibly popular.
How dare you?
The virtue signaling is off the charts. I didn't kill anybody.
And even in the State of the Union, which, as you said, and I'll agree, he did better than if the standard is he was able to walk and get up there and read words off a teleprompter.
Yeah. We're born like stars, 7706 wrote. I appreciate having a Democrat, Republican and a Libertarian all sharing their views on one program. Yeah, I did. And I liked the response. Got a big audience. People stayed watching a long time. And I enjoyed the fact that they did it in a reasonably respectful way. That's how we should debate. Get people around a table. And who knows? We may even find peace in our time. Well, Hootershell said, my boy Piers, spelled B-O-I. I think that's something to do with street lingo. My boy Piers is really loving these debates, just should let them go on for longer. I kind of agree, actually. And the beauty of us now being on YouTube all the time and fully digital is that we can do what we like. So expect some longer panels and longer debates and a few longer interviews. Not all, but where I feel it's right and we want to keep going, we're just going to keep going.
Hang on, brother.
We're those kind of guys. Dangerous. Well, given the amount of testosterone on this panel, things obviously got a little confrontational at times. So too much macho energy? At Moral Government thought not. We need this to be a regular daily show like The View, but with men who actually have different opinions and aren't stupid. That's a good idea, actually. Why are all those panels full of women? And they all hate men. So why don't we do, we could call it the Ken panel. Of a bunch of guys, we all call ourselves Ken, and we have the last laugh on the Barbies. I like it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Professor of Medicine Martin Kulldorff, who feels he was sacked from his job at Harvard for speaking out on COVID, appeared on the show to explain his position.
I think they are ignoring basic scientific truths. For example, we have known since 430 BC during the Athenian plague that if you have recovered from an infection, you have immunity, infection acquired immunity. And despite that, they mandated vaccinations. It was only last week that they ended the vaccine mandate for the students.
It's a difficult subject for many of this, but Shugnet Jones thinks worth discussing. Real science starts with asking questions. Science cannot push forward without debate. There will always be a next question to be asked and an answer to be sought. That is science. That is science. And the idea that we're cancelling Harvard scientists for daring to have opinions that fly in the face of the generally accepted opinions, much of which turned out to be a load of baloney in the case of COVID, is completely baffling to me. Universities are losing their minds. They're supposed to be places that people go to, have very heated debates, and then go and get drunk and do it all again the next day, until eventually they have rounded minds that allow them to listen to all views without throwing their toys out of the stroller and to go and get drunk. It's utopia. Well, during the same segment, my panel also tackled another contentious topic, banning puberty blockers for kids who identify as trans.
To be changed for sexual matters as a child is ridiculous. Like, we don't, in America, you can't buy a pack of cigarettes. You can convince children that Santa Claus is real, that a tooth fairy takes their tooth from under a pillow. So grooming them or talking to them about where they are, there's a whole reason why you call growing up.
At Adiv7628, spoke for many of this by saying, pediatrician here, no puberty blockers for children. When they reach adulthood, they can make that decision with their healthcare providers. Yes, I have four children. Nothing before puberty. They don't know what they're doing. Have you had any kids, you people that want this madness to be happening to kids before puberty? No, you haven't, have you, in most cases? You just think you know what's best for them. Try having them. Try seeing how kids change and evolve in that crucial period of their transformative lives from 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It is fascinating to observe and will cement my opinion and should cement yours that this kind of thing happening before puberty is madness. And finally, Rabbi Shmuley Botik and Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks were back for round two of their infamous feud, and despite my best intentions, things blew up again. Are you prepared to watch the IDF kill in Rafah to avenge what happened on October the 7th? You're a rabbi.
Rabbi. Hamas are Nazis with GoPros. Young Turks is essentially the Hitler Youth.
I don't like Hamas. I don't want Hamas to win. Hamas made us murder your children, made us murder your women. No, they didn't. You did that. Anti-Semite.
You don't know any history whatsoever. Cenk doesn't know basic facts.
Well, over 500,000 of you have watched the encounter, including at Dafunk108, who said, this rabbi makes Cenk look like the wisest human ever to walk the earth. I kind of thought that, actually. And at Achpel2277 went even further. Rabbi Shmuley is like your crazy ex-girlfriend who burns your stuff and keys your car. I think that would be the least of it if you fell out with Rabbi Shmuley. For a rabbi, he's pretty lively.
Hamas are Nazis with GoPros. When militarism is destroyed completely, then the Palestinians
how many
will
people,
come
how many,
with a
all right.
real peace offer, knowing right. knowing that arms do not work.
Okay, but one
but
question.
Cenk Uygur, who,
no,
Cenk
one
Uygur
question.
Just said she never
Look,
heard of
his
the
name
Civil
is Cenk
War.
Uygur, for starters. All right, so get his name right. There was also, though, some criticism for Cenk's position on the issues, rabbi's questioning of the Young Turk chief's position on the war. Antonio Pozzo wrote, why don't you call for the unconditional surrender of Hamas? It's a very good question. Cenk should answer it. Piers should have pressed Cenk on that question. That's the easiest solution. I'm not sure it is. So a few Hamas terrorists throw the towel in. What about the ideology? Why does anyone who supports what Israel is doing now, why don't they think about that ideology issue? Is killing so many innocent children likely to make their parents want to do peace? Just think about that one question, because I'm not convinced. I think it may just fuel even more of the kind of vengeful ideology which has fueled Hamas. As well as the topic of the war, we also touched on the rabbi's recent feud with Candace Owens, where she described him as being unholy for running a kosher sex shop with his daughter.
Candace Owens, I don't take anything she says seriously. She'll say anything for attention. She knows nothing about Judaism and she knows nothing about sex, clearly. In Judaism, sex is the holiest act that two people can engage in, especially within the confines of marriage. And that's what we set out to do with kosher sex. This was a book that my dad wrote 25 years ago, and he wrote it to enhance marriage and to make it exciting and to use Jewish wisdom to keep couples connected. And I took those ideas 25 years later because sex had only taken more of a hit. Like my dad said, endless porn addiction, infidelity, people have lost the ability to connect.
Metal Max One wrote, completely unfair to allow both Shmuley and his daughter to come on and attack Candace Owens without having Candace on to defend herself. Shmulina's daughter has been attacking Owens for over a year, and the moment she replies, she's called an anti-Semite. It is crazy and poor form for the show. Well, to be fair, we have repeatedly asked Candice on Uncensored. She's indicated she may come on soon. I hope that's the case, and she can say what the hell she likes in response. But I think it's also fair to say she's been doing that anyway when it comes to Rabbi Shmuley. As for a kosher sex shop, why not? Why shouldn't Jewish people be allowed to have sex? If they want to use stuff from a sex shop, why should they be precluded from doing so? Why should we feel that's anything bad? Sex is wholesome, people. You should try it more. At HV Bart reached his conclusion. Regarding the last 5 minutes, I never thought I'd be in a situation which I sympathise with Cenk Uygur. He'll like that. I think he was a bit shell-shocked by the end. Well, that's it for this edition of Morgan's Mailbag. Remember, you can watch all of my past interviews, debates and monologues on the Uncensored YouTube channel. We're fast approaching 2.5 million subscribers, making us one of the fastest-growing YouTube channels of any kind in the world. So as all the cool kids like to say, like and subscribe to become part of our growing community. Until next time, though, keep it uncensored.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com. Code SUPER24.